Coach's Insight programs here on Care 93.7 FM continue here as we get set for week two of high school football on Friday night. We're now talking with Jefferson County North coach Jeff Schneider. It is brought to you by, make sure we get that correctly, that is Outdoor Concepts and Design. And we appreciate it very much, Brandon Tamman here as well. Coach, a lot to dive into here as we get set for Horton on Friday night. We'll get to them here in just a bit, but how about the opening game last week? You go to Moore Hill Mounts Academy, a team that was scratching and clawing, trying to get their first win in a game that came down to the wire, but your team just on the bottom end of it. It was a 22-20 final, and we can kind of dive into it a little bit more, but just kind of give us the overall thoughts and takeaways from how that one played out.
Well, I exactly said, I thought it was a pretty tight game. You know, probably a handful of plays either way that go one way or the other to determine the outcome. We end up on the bottom of that. I think if you're going to think about any five that I could choose from, if we can get two or three to break our way, I think the score might be on the other side. But, you know, Moore Hill has a lot of guys returning, a lot of upperclassmen, probably have more seniors, I think, than we do upperclassmen, some transfer students in that look like they're going to be really good players for them this year. We've said it last week, you know, I think we're a little bit of a younger team than what we've been in the past. Might need a little bit of time to develop, but I think I saw a lot of development starting to take place out on the field. We had some guys that really started to get a lot more comfortable as the game progressed. So I was really pleased and really impressed with the resiliency that we showed throughout the course. We were down by 10 at two different times, and we battled back both times, even to the very end. You know, got a fourth down stop and got the ball back. So really pleased with the efforts of my team. Just, you know, some things we got to work on and tighten up and heading on down the season.
Yeah, talking to a lot of coaches this week, a theme for week one tended to be penalties, and we talked a little bit about it as well. You mentioned there were four instances where your defense had given up, you know, first downs, you know, on four different occasions with penalties. Obviously, that's something that can be cleaned up moving forward. But you got great contributions in the offense or on the offensive side in the rushing attack with Eli Weiser, 18 for 123 yards and a score. Will Elias, of course, doing some damage as well with over 80 yards. So those two seem to have a pretty good rapport with each other in the backfield here in week one.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, two really, really gifted athletes. They both are quick, elusive. They've got good open field speed, and that's where we need to get them, obviously. I thought Eli did a nice job of power running there late in the game. At one point, he was just, you know, chunking off yards right and left. So gave us that we got to keep those guys fresh, but gave us a good ground attack. I think we've got to spread the ball around a little bit more with our other guys here as well, too, and I think we've got to do a little better with the air. But, you know, I was pleased. You mentioned the penalties. You know, on all three of their touchdown drives, we gave them a first down penalty that can continue to give them a new set of downs, and you just cannot do that. Felt like we were playing on our back a little bit with field position at times. And, you know, when you're doing that and they keep giving them more yards, you can't have a team be in fourth down territory all the time and expect to be able to hold them out all the time. And, you know, that was definitely an advantage for them. But like I said before, I like the resiliency of our team. I like the way we battle. And I think we've got room for improvement. I think we kind of identify that on the film on Saturday.
Jeff County North football coach Jeff Schneider joining us here a couple more minutes as they get set for week two on Friday night at home against Horton. We'll talk about that in a moment. But the transition from week one to week two, what are you really trying to hone in on, you know, throughout the practices this week? Is it simple as fundamentals? Is that kind of how you look at it this week, or is there something else specific you're trying to improve on?
I think you always want to fall back on your technique and you know, follow the game plan, that sort of thing. I told my team this, and I've said this every year. At the end of week one, everybody is either 1-0 or 0-1. That's the basics of it. We don't play to a tie. So you got to make sure that you go from week one to week two, it should be your biggest improvement. That should be your goal. We've identified some things against an opponent now that we need to focus on, and that's been our focus throughout. You know, we're coming up on a different opponent, totally different prep this week against Horton than what it was maybe against Moore Hill. They're a little bit more, you know, wishbone, downhill run. You know, Moore Hill is a little bit more spread you out, so a little bit different game prep. And with a young team in particular, we just have to stay focused on the game plan and doing your job continually each snap.
Well, I will say I was at the game last week with Horton at Valley Falls, and Chargers really a game that was close in the first half. It was a one-score game, but they got a couple defensive scores on back-to-back possessions in the third quarter to really put that game away. It was their first win over Valley Falls in 10 years, their first season-opening win in 7 years. They're under new head coach or leadership with Bo Gadwood. They're off to a good start. I can tell you this, they are big up front, both sides of the ball. They have some senior leaders at running back and at quarterback. Now, they did have some injuries that they're dealing with, but again, very big up front. Very good running backs as well. Is that what you see?
That's exactly what we see. You know, big up front and then downhill run game. You got big running backs back there. They're running out of that double tight bone, and they are intent on lining up and running it right down at you. So we got to be setting the edge. We got to be, again, gap assignment football. We got to be making sure that we tackle. Big backs, you know, can be hard to tackle, and they can wear on you if you're not getting them low and wrapping them up. And then we got to gang tackle. So yeah, you hit it spot on. Big up front, big in the backfield, and we got to make sure we do our jobs.
The challenges of facing a team from one week to the next, when you mention a Moore Hill team that's going to spread it out, maybe throw it around a little bit, and then the very next week you're facing a team that's going to bunch it up and just run it right down your throat. How hard is it to kind of prep in the limited time when you're facing two completely different teams essentially back to back?
Well, you hit on it. They're pretty good. You know, as a younger team, we've got to make sure that we get that instilled throughout the course of the week. Had a JV game this Monday, so you know that takes away a little bit from your prep. But those kids need those reps and that snaps as well too. So, it seems like this every year. Once games get going, that Friday gets here in a hurry. So we've got to be efficient with our time. We got to make sure that the kids understand what we're asking them to do and what is required of them to do. And, you know, it does change a lot of what you do on the defensive side in particular. There's things we need to tighten up on the offense as well, but things on the defensive side in particular, a different look for us that we got to approach. And I think the message is still the same. On your technique, do the game plan, and then run to the football. And I think our guys, you know, they've shown that they're willing to do that. So we hope this continues to build on that. And like I said, we're playing at home, so we're excited about that as well this week too.
Jefferson County North football coach Jeff Schneider joining us, brought to you by Outdoor Concepts and Design. The Chargers, a tough loss last week in week one. That was a 22-20 final against Moore Hill Mounts Academy. They're at home for the first time this season. They get Horton, who's off a win against Valley Falls. So again, JCN hosting Horton on Friday night here in week two, another key crucial NEKL showdown. Coach, as always, appreciate a few minutes of your time each and every week, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Hey, appreciate it. Thank you.